This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Portland Trail Blazers picked up a loss that felt like a win last night to the Knickerbockers of New York. That game was fun, man. From start to finish, that was just a fun night of basketball. And really, you say from start to finish, it started with probably one of the most infamous national anthems in Blazers history. Well, in Blazers history, the most infamous.
Yes.
It's one that still gets replayed over and over and over again.
It was one of the first viral videos.
Yeah. Yeah. 2005, Natalie Gilbert sang the national anthem. This would be the one where Mo Cheeks had to come and help her.
Mm-hmm.
That was, 2003, right? 2003?
They said it was 23 seasons ago, but 22 years ago.
So yeah. 2003. Because then it was posted on the internet that it was in 2005, and I was like, I don't.
No, it's not right, yeah.
That didn't feel right either. So 22 years ago, she finally returns.
And nobody knew this was happening. That's what makes this thing so cool. All of a sudden, Mark Mason, like, it says, hey, we've got something here, and I'll let Mark.
Fans, before we get to tonight's national anthem, we ask to travel back in time with us, April 25th, 2003. It was game three of the Western Conference Finals against the Dallas Mavericks. And 13-year-old Natalie Gilbert took center court to start the festivities off by singing the national anthem. After starting strong, the nerves took over, and she tripped over some of the words and became a bit flustered. It was then that Trailblazers head coach Maurice Cheeks stepped in, joining Natalie and encouraging the crowd to sing along, helping her complete the anthem and creating an iconic Trailblazers moment fans still talk about today. Well, guess what? Tonight, she's back. So we ask that you please rise and remove your hats and welcome back Natalie Nauzito with the singing of our national anthem.
How great was that?
I can tell you right
now.
And
she killed it, dude.
Oh, she sang the hell out of it, man. It even now I'm getting a little goosebumply, little teary-eyed. We're all sitting up in press row. As soon as Mark says this, everybody looked around and like, are they bringing her back? And like everyone was beaming. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's
pretty cool.
There's scouts from other teams that are sitting there that are like, no way. Just, you know, and you could just feel it. And when she first, 'cause she can sing. She started getting it, man. And the crowd just roared every time she hit a big note. I mean, it was cool as hell, man. It's one of the better anthems they've had this year, but more than that, the just swell of emotion to start the game was incredible.
Probably the best thing Mo Cheeks did as a coach of the Blazers, too.
And it was really cool because Mo was in the house.
Yeah, he's an assistant with Tibbs.
With Tibbs.
Which that
they planned that out pretty well, huh?
Yeah. Mm. They're on it.
Yeah.
That seems like an oil and water combination, Maurice Cheeks and Tom Thibodeau. Like, it's like good cop, bad cop there.
For sure. As she hit the last verse, the big screen flashes Cheeks up on the bench, and he looks up and just smiles, and the crowd just roars.
He was smiling ear to ear. That was really cool. That was a cool start to it. That's really awesome that the Blazers brought her back. I can only imagine how difficult that was to go and find her. I mean, think about that. Like, you're going back like 22 years. She's got a new last name.
Yep.
They're like, all right.
She said that was a pivotal moment
somebody's
for her. And it was such a huge, huge deal for what Cheeks did for her.
Yeah.
And the confidence that it gave her basically in life after that. It was, it's a 13-year-old, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Most 13-year-olds would never sing again.
Oh, God, no. And she's
never, ever, ever.
Been doing it forever.
That's awesome. That was cool. It was good to have Mo Cheeks there. Mo looks old. Turns out that's what age will do to you.
It happens.
It's 20 plus years since he was the coach of the Blazers. So that was an awesome start to the game. Then the game actually started. It wasn't great basketball being played.
No, you get a 26-21 game in the first quarter, and it was nasty. So you've got the Knicks. They're on a five-game swing. They're in game four of their road trip. The Blazers, yeah, they're home, but they're finally home and unpacked after nine games in nine cities in 15 days. And, it had a very much, like, every shot that was put up by both teams, I swear to God, every miss in the first quarter was short because it just wasn't legs.
They found it. They found it as the game went on. What transpired after that was when you say it was an all-timer, people will go, yo, okay. You know, and it's not two great teams. But that game, 42 lead changes, which is the second most in NBA history, well, since they've started tracking it, which is in 1996. Think of all the games that have been played since 1996. Second most lead changes in almost 29 years of basketball. And it came down to a Mikal Bridges game winner at the end for the final lead change, which just so happened to be the same person who hit the game winner in the game that had the most lead changes in NBA history.
In the game that had the exact same score, 114-113 between the Nets and the Hawks. The similarities there are absolutely, like, that's the universe just coming together.
Yeah.
The largest lead of the game was 8 points. The game did not get to double digits once.
That's wild, man.
You look at Haberstroh tweeted out the win probability and distance in between. It's just a straight line.
Yeah.
It's just a straight line. It was played so tight the entire game.
It was good basketball. It was two teams that were, if we're being honest, punch drunk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Ant was not the guy he has been over the last handful of games. He couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. You could see he
30
was
30 or more in four of his last five games, and he just did not have
it. He finally looked tired. But on the flip side of that, Scoot Henderson might have had his best game. He drops 30, and there were a couple of plays. One play where he just dribbled around in circles. It looked like it looked like Speedy Gonzalez running around circles where you have the big dumb Cowboys trying to catch him, and he was like, nope, not going to catch me. Circled the wagons twice, goes up, boom.
He did
buckets.
That three different times. And
he dribbled for 8 seconds on one of them. Just
the thing that I've been wanting to see from Scoot Henderson is keeping his dribble live in the paint, because his rookie year, so often he'd pick his dribble up at free throw line extended, and it was forcing him into shots that at 6'2", you just can't get away with in the NBA unless you're Ja Morant, Derrick Rose, one of, like, just an insane burst level athlete.
But he would leave his feet too, and get stuck in the air.
And guys like, you know, Zubac would just eat him alive. Just be like, I know what you're going to do. You pick the ball up, buddy. But when he keeps his dribble alive, those big guys, they get on the tips of their toes and they're just like, and they're waiting for him, and you make them delay and they can't pick up your timing, and you're changing up what foot you're taking off of. Remember, he always wanted to go that reverse over and over. They just wait for him to go to the other side of the rim. Now you keep your dribble alive and you make them worry about it, and it becomes that much more threatening. And Scoot has had a bigger scoring night. His career high is the 39-point game that he had late December, early January. But this is the game he had played with the most force with. What was really interesting was, in the game, Denny was the guy that's tied at 77 apiece in the fourth quarter. Or excuse me, to start the fourth quarter. And I tweeted going into the fourth quarter, I go, Denny and two are getting it done. Denny and Sharp and two are carrying the water right now. I go, if they want to have a chance to win this game, somebody's got to join them. Scoot has 18 points in the fourth quarter, and it was downhill drive after downhill drive after downhill drive, and maybe a horribly missed but yet banked in three.
That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He called it.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But that game got so punch drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a perfect way to put it because it had everything. You had the Blazers had four straight turnovers late in the third quarter. And you're going, oh, my God. But then it just turned into a comedy of errors from the Knicks. And nobody could really capitalize. And you're just sitting there like, what is happening in this game? The Blazers finished the game with 23 turnovers. But in the fourth quarter and overtime combined... Four.
Really? Cleaned it up?
They cleaned it up.
Well, they weren't making shots at the clip that they were before, especially overtime. But that was.
I'm sorry, it was three. They took one away.
What's that?
There's only three turnovers.
Well,
they took one
instead
away.
Instead of four. All right.
Turnover free in overtime and three in the fourth quarter.
As good as that game was, the officiating was wild.
It was
NBA needs to streamline their reviewing of what they review, why they review it, and sure as heck the length of the reviews.
The most egregious call of the night was an air ball that was by the Knicks that missed the rim by 8 inches. So where I sit in media row, it's right at the very top of the 100 level, even with the Blazers bench. So I can see that rim clear as day. And when he missed, I go, oh, God, he missed that horribly. Loose ball rebound. Josh Hart's kind of stumbling, bumbling. It's 3 seconds to go on the shot clock. The ref comes sprinting in, waving his arms, blowing the whistle, pointing at the shot clock. And I'm like, did somebody grab the rim? Like, what are you calling here? He's like, we're checking to see if the shot clock should be reset. I'm sitting there going, what?
There's some weird, very weird ones. I think they need to they've gone too far with the any contact above the head is a automatic flagrant foul.
Because the Monte Kamara one was horrid.
There's some really bad ones.
After Cat almost took his head off earlier in the game.
There were two Cat ones it was like, what is happening here?
The Karl Anthony Towns elbow on Tumani Kamara probably should have been a flagrant. They didn't even review that. And they review one on, oh, sorry, it wasn't two, it was Shaden. Shaden just drove to the rim and caught Cat under the chin with an elbow on a normal looking shot. Cat just stuck his nose in there. There's nothing there. Donovan Klingon had 5 fouls last night and he finished the game with 5 fouls. I wish at that point in time that Donovan Klingon had 2 fouls, because Karl Anthony Towns flailed his elbows and Jabari Walker's in concussion protocol.
It was dirty. Bad.
It was filthy. The Blazers bench was pissed. I mean, I thought Chauncey was going to get teed up. He sprinted and went nose to nose with the ref. Like, it was, I mean, Jabari was down on the floor in a heap.
Yeah. I watching at home and on TV, it didn't look malicious. I think it was more of, with the way that those were being called in the game, how are you not going to just automatically call that?
Yeah, and they didn't even call a foul. Yeah. I mean, it was like,
that's what I think it was. I didn't get like malicious, dirty intent by Cat, because he even looked and he was like, "Ooh, you all right?"
That's the normal reaction of guys when they realize they screwed up.
Well, I don't think it looked dirty.
I wish Donovan Klingon would have had 2 fouls at that point in time, because I wanted him to knock Cat to the ground and put him in a heap. Because Donovan was probably the one that was the most angry.
Yeah.
When they go to timeout, Donovan's right behind Chauncey, like pantomiming, clinging, like slinging his elbows all over the place. And you can read his lips even from where I'm sitting.
Yeah.
He was.
It just felt like team could do it and the other team definitely could not. And that's a bigger issue. And that is the biggest. Yeah.
But that's the way this game was played for the most part. It was incredibly physical. It was just guys getting after it, diving for loose balls. There was a play where the Blazers almost turn it over. I believe it was the end of the fourth quarter. It ends up going out off of Josh Hart. Denny Avdia went for a full-on penguin slide. they're the replay. They keep rewinding it and playing it, and it just shows Denny full penguin slide on his chest for like 10 feet, and you're just like, that probably can't feel good at this point in the game.
That was a game where if that's what I wanted for 82 games this year. That's exactly what I wanted. For 82 games, you play hard. It goes back and forth.
Yep.
At the end, it's exciting, but the Blazers get their hearts ripped out.
Bridges to inbound. Knicks break. Hart gets it right back to Bridges. Bridges puts up a three. Bang! Bang! Mikal Bridges wins it at the buzzer. What a finish!
Mike Breen on the call for MSG. It didn't go the Blazers' way. But I think there's one other thing that happened at the end of that game that Blazer fans wanted to see, and they finally got it.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.